Welcome to the Pathways to Surrender podcast. I'm Michael Warmoth, and thank you for joining us for this guided meditation. Please note that these meditations are recorded in a tropical setting with the windows and doors open, so you will hear birds and other sounds. Try not to let them distract you from the words. Let's take a moment now to just get settled in, get comfortable and relaxed. Maybe close our eyes and take some breaths and just listen to the music before the meditation starts. When we come to meditate and to change our state, it is likely that we have been aligned with the ego and its message of separation and limitation and duality. We will believe that resistance has power, and the truth is somehow a long way away, missing, or a secret. This is the story of the ego. It is not truth, and it is not true. Truth remains steadfastly true. The state of being aligned with the ego, listening to its proclamations and believing them, as a state of the nervous system. It is a state that must be changed. It's not our thoughts that must be changed, although there is great value in discerning the truth of the thoughts that we are listening to. But we are not out to change the ego's way of thinking. It is impossible for the ego to actually experience the truth and know it. And when our energetic state, our nervous system, is aligned with the ego, we experience ourselves as separated. The dualistic view is firmly in place. There is that which is true and that which is not true, that which is good and that which is bad, right and wrong. And so, what is called for is changing our state, rejecting false ideas as they come to mind, rejecting resistance as a power, rejecting separation as a possibility, looking realistically at whether there is a threat to our existence in this moment, whether we are safe or not, just for this moment right now. You're not interested in the future, nor the past. You're only interested in what is true and real right now. And we must be discerning. We must remember what we know to be true. Can't expect the ego to guide us to truth or to fill our awareness with truth. So consider this. The ego is a creation of ours. There is that within us which has chosen to create the ego. It is based on a set of assumptions that are not true, that are not based in reality. and the ego tells us there is something wrong. It is not true. And the ego tells us there is something bad about us. It is not true. The ego tells us we should judge and separate and condemn. It's not true. If we are determined to accept only what is true, if we stay loyal to that only, and if we make the decision to change our state, to come out of the state of fear, come into the state relaxation, letting go, of quiet and stillness. We hold steadfastly to that decision, and we will begin to see there is that within us which knows the truth, and that there is that within us which longs for only the truth. That is what we really want, and we can begin choose to be willing to let go. We cannot expect the ego to surrender. We must disempower the ego by withdrawing the energy we support it with. That energy is born out of fear, out of the state of nervous anxiety that things are not all right. In other words, born out of the state that is disconnected from reality. We must make the decision. We don't want to support that state anymore. That imaginary idea who we are and what the world is and what is true. For most of us, the transition from that state into a state of awakening and restfulness and peace is a difficult transition. Means letting go of control, surrendering our will, being willing to enter the unknown. We have based our strategy for life on trying to control every little thing that we can. so there is no unknown. But that has not brought us peace. It's not made us happy. Our peace and happiness come when we are willing to enter the unknown and trust in the truth. You can always ask yourself in any moment, how much am I trusting in the truth? How much do I feel I am safe and will be taken care of? How much do I believe in love? Am I willing to let go? Just find out what is true in this moment. The truth, as we know, remains steadfastly true. It is universal, absolute. It is infinite and timeless. It is the one consciousness. One intelligence. It is everything. There is nothing outside the one consciousness. There is nothing that is not its creation. Our decision, the choice we must make, is whether to accept and welcome this truth into our consciousness, into our awareness, or whether we are only going to trust the ego and control. We may think we are separate from that consciousness, but we only create the illusion of it in our mind. We can't actually separate ourselves. It's impossible. But we can make it seem very real that we are separate. And we can invest our conscious awareness in that idea. But what is the benefit of that? It just leads to suffering, unhappiness.
You do not have to earn peace. You do not have to deserve it. You do not have to be good enough. You already are it. It already is alive within you. So let us choose in this moment. Let us allow ourselves to be available . Let us let go of control . Surrender our will . Take the risk releasing the ways we hold back. There is nothing can stop us from knowing peace. That is our true desire in this moment. If we are willing to give up everything that holds us back.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you would like more information on these meditations and teachings, you can visit pathwaystosurrender.com. You might be interested in our other podcast, Pathways to Wholeness. These are episodes of meditative teachings designed to help us move to the next step in our journey, letting go and learning to surrender, overcoming resistance. That's Pathways to Wholeness. Look for the next episode soon. We'll be uploading them every couple of days. See you next time.